Donald Trump vows to stop chemical, physical and emotional mutilation of our youth. By Hannah Blow on January 31, 2023. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday released a video message vowing to bring an end to the chemical, physical and emotional mutilation of our youth on day one in office. Trump lamented the woke left's attempts to push what he described as gender insanity on the nation's youth, deeming it an act of child abuse. In the video, Trump presented his plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth on day one. That begins with ending President Joe Biden's push for gender-affirming care. As the 80-year-old has condoned the use of puberty blockers and surgeries to affirm a child's chosen gender, Trump said. In an April message last year, Biden went as far as urging parents to affirm their child's transgender claims, deeming it one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. Trump also said he will sign an executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age and ask Congress to halt federal tax dollars from being used to fund these procedures. I will declare that any hospital or health care provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare and will be terminated from the program immediately, he said. Adding that he will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. Trump also envisioned a Department of Justice, DOJ, investigation on whether big pharma and hospitals have covered up the side effects of these transgender procedures. Additionally, Trump said he would instruct the Department of Education to inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school officials suggest to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. Trump said promotion of the traditional nuclear family will be key, as well as embracing the fundamental differences between men and women. Further, Trump said he will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing male and female as the only genders recognized in the U.S., either of which are assigned at the time of birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, Trump said, explaining that no serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender. Under my leadership, this madness will end, Trump added. Watch. Florida stands as one of the more high-profile states that have begun to tackle the transgender issue, prohibiting Medicaid from covering transgender procedures following a Florida Medicaid report requested by the Secretary of the Agency for Healthcare Administration, AHCA, which found that transgender procedures are fundamentally experimental and investigational.